And believe me, I'm sure that President Putin, his inner circle, understand this. And if they can throw a bone to Donald Trump, give him something that he can point to that says, I created this. I'm the heroic figure that brought peace, tranquility, and good fortune to Ukraine. They'll do it because they want this damn thing over as well. Not because they're losing, not because they can't win. That's all nonsense. Now, let's move to the European side. Merz is on very thin ice. Look at events in Berlin. Look at the people in the streets. Look at the strength that the people on the right, the nationalist right in Germany, are achieving. They're not a bunch of crazies. They're not Nazis or any of this other crap that the globalists, you know, promote. They're simply German nationalists who said, enough's enough. And look at their platform. And what's in their platform? Their platform says, we want a restoration of good relations with Russia. We want to go back to doing business with the Russians. The majority of Germans will support that. They know that. Merz knows it. This is the final hour for Merz, for Macron, for Starmer and the others. They have to come up with something that keeps the war going. If they can't, and God forbid, peace should arrive on the battlefield because Zelensky suddenly leaves the country or he and his friends are accidentally blown up. Who knows? Whatever happens, that's the end of them. They lose everything, whatever little bit of credibility they may still have. And Macron and Merz are always, they're all hovering down there around 30% approval ratings. Starmer is probably lower. It's over for them.